Syria's UN ambassador says Russia should be allowed to carry out airstrikes against Daesh, Takfiri terrorists in his country. Bashar Jafari said forbidding Russia from joining the fight against ISIL does not make sense, as the U.S. is fighting the terrorist group with its own fighter jets. His comments come amid U.S. concerns over what Washington has described as Russia's military buildup in Syria. But Jafari dismissed those concerns, calling the recent activity the same kind of military cooperation that Russia and Syria have had for years. He said Syrians are paying the price for the wrong policies of the so-called international community. Jafari added that the Syrian people have fallen victim to the foreign-backed terrorist organizations. Well, Kevin Baird, an author and political commentator, says the U.S. is seeking to destabilize Syria and remove Syrian President Bashar al-Assad from power.
It is a very hard sell here in the U.S. to explain to the American people why Russia shouldn't be helping the Syrian government combat Daesh, which is being called the greatest threat to humanity here. We've got all kinds of terror hysteria, and most of it is aimed at Daesh or ISIL. But in terms of actual U.S. actions to try to stop this group, which the U.S. itself helped create, they've been relatively minor so far. So the suspicion among those of us who are actually paying attention is that the real endgame here is the destabilization of Syria. It's another typical U.S. CIA attempt to overthrow an independent government that isn't 100% cooperative. And the Russians, for their part, seem to be committed to saying the buck stops here. No more overthrows of sovereign governments in the Middle East. You've done it to Iraq. You've done it to Libya. But Syria is not going to be regime changed. And the American side, of course, doesn't appreciate that. They're looking for all-out unilateral global domination. So that's the real source of the conflict. It really doesn't have a whole lot to do with ISIL. It has to do with the geopolitics of the U.S. attempt to dominate the world and the Russian attempt to maintain national sovereignty for them and for other countries like Syria. It's actually considered an act of aggression, which is the supreme war crime, to cross a nation's borders and commit any kind of violence without the express approval and permission, and indeed an invitation from the government of that nation. That's the basis of the system of nation states that has prevailed since the Peace of Westphalia. And yet, in this crazy post 9/11 world that they've given us, the U.S. says it has the right to go anywhere it wants, kill anyone it wants. And so technically, the U.S. attacks on Daesh in Syria, even if they are really attacking Daesh, which sometimes they're not, sometimes they're attacking the Syrian government, but when they attack Daesh in Syria, that's just as illegal. That is an act of aggression. At the Nuremberg tribunals, this was deemed the supreme war crime, the crime that leads to all other crimes, including genocide. So when Russia is invited into Syria by the Syrian government, that's perfectly legitimate. When the U.S. attacks Syria without the permission of the Syrian government, that is not.